The Maryland General Assembly begins its annual session in Annapolis today. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports that over the next 90 days, lawmakers expect to take on issues including policing in Baltimore, renewable energy, and a health insurance mandate.
Public safety and especially reducing violent crime in Baltimore is at the top of leaders' agendas.
The level of violence here in Baltimore City is completely unacceptable.
At a press conference yesterday, Governor Larry Hogan announced a crime package that includes reintroducing legislation that failed last year.
The legislature failed to pass our bill for tougher mandatory sentences for repeat offenders who commit crimes with guns. We will reintroduce the Repeat Firearms Offenders Act of 2019.
Senate President Mike Miller says he is backing initiatives Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh has requested to strengthen city policing, including a new police training center. He also supports allowing Johns Hopkins University to create its own police force, which the university says it needs to combat crime on and near its campuses. A bill to do that failed during last year's session, but Miller expects it to make a comeback.
Right now, the college is spending some $27 million from a hodgepodge of police protection. It needs to be centralized, and the students, faculty, and everybody in the area needs to be protected.
Delegate, soon-to-be Senator Mary Washington, whose district includes Hopkins' main campus, firmly opposes the idea. In a Facebook post last month, she said that while the University of Maryland and Morgan State University have their own police, they are publicly funded and accountable to citizens. Johns Hopkins, on the other hand, is private. Statewide, Senator Joanne Benson from Prince George's County has introduced a ban on 3D printed guns.
In addition to prohibiting someone from possessing, selling, or transferring a 3D printed gun, it also prohibits the ownership of the computer language or the blueprint for such a gun.
Democrats' priorities also include several environment-focused initiatives. Styrofoam is already banned in Prince George's and Montgomery counties, as well as Baltimore City and the city of Annapolis. Senator Cheryl Kagan from Montgomery County hopes to ban it statewide.
A lot of people may not be aware that if they drink a hot liquid from a styrofoam cup, that they have the potential of drinking or eating cancerous chemicals. Unfortunately, styrofoam also doesn't break down, and it's not easily recycled.
A bill requiring the state to generate 50% of its electricity from renewable sources by the year 2030 didn't make it during last year's session. But Montgomery County Senator Brian Feldman, the lead sponsor in the Senate, said in an interview last month that he is optimistic about its odds this year.
Particularly now, in light of all the research coming out of the federal government in the past couple of weeks about the need to move away from fossil fuels and climate change and the end of the world, there's an urgency this year that wasn't the case last year.
Also expected to make a comeback after failing last year is a bill creating an individual mandate to buy health insurance. It's modeled after the mandate that was, until recently, part of the federal Affordable Care Act, including a fine charged to residents without health insurance. But there's one big difference. Maryland residents would be allowed to treat the fine as a down payment on an insurance plan. Democrats seem to be lining up behind the proposal, but Hogan has said he doesn't support it. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.